A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about flooding in some parts of the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Show goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about floods that have paralyzed some parts of the country.
The Department of Civil Protection and the Met Services Department have issued a flood alert to families residing near the metropolitan area of Chitwiza.
The Meteorological Services Department has also indicated that the country is expecting heavy rains of between 50 millimeters to 90 millimeters from tomorrow to Tuesday. Floods have hit several parts of the country, especially in the low-lying regions such as Muzarabani, Gwanda, and Mwenezi. And with property and lives lost during the process, most parts of Harare have also been flooded. But Bulawayo residents could heave a sigh of relief as the city's dams are now above 56% of capacity.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
that's time for it. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tilauti tinge tichitarisa ne dambu ziko re mafashamu emvura kukonzira zvirwere zvakaita setyphoid zvauraya vanhu muHarare. Uye nhasi tangachinzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kumashonaland west uko vamwe vanhuwo vabatwa nechirwere ichochi chetyphoid. Mhuri dzakawanda dzapurasikirwawo nedzimba nemimwe midziyo, asi chimwe chinonyanyosuwisa inyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda vashaya, vamwe vari kuyeredzwa nenzizi, vamwe vari kurohwa nemheni nezvimwe zvakadaro daro zvinova zvakuita kuti zvinhu samire zvakanaka munyika. Uye zvimwe zvinhu zvakaita sezvirimwa zvakaita sefodya zvinenge zvakanganiswa zvakanyanya, chibage zvakare, nenyaya yemvura iyoyi nekuti inenge yanyanyisa kunaya. Gibbs,
yevakambe zviruva ndava lingalitshona njani lapa likona kona ngapoke ngemakaya. Ye, tina lapha siyaphila sibili. Ye, sizwile ukuthi ke kulezi Zulu elimangalisayo eliyakuna khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe, ikakhulu nxa bekhangela eChitungwiza. Kanye ngazani sibili kungaba lezikhukhula ezimangalisayo khona ngapho. So liqaphele khona ngapho ke lapha khona. Kuzobuya ke eMzarabane eGwanda, leMoneze eGwanda kulapha entabuka khona phela mina. Khona ngapho liqaphele sibili lakho eGwanda. Kanye ngazani iZulu liyakuna sibili likhulu. Nxa sikhuluma nje kathesi kodwa kulabantu abathabileyo kobulawayo bathi amadamu Blessing ungazani aselamanzi 56% full. Ungakhumbula ukuthi kanti sengena kuma 34% kusiya khona ngale. So ngalesi 56% full ungazani sibili adonsile amanzi lonyaka. Bezokhangelela ukuthi enxa emtshabezi idem yezabeinika ubulawayo amanzi kodwa kusanjalo. Ye, so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lapha likhona khona ngapho kuhamba njani ngeZulu. So nxa ukuthi kumbe ku-10-10 abantu sebegalula, thathani le mpikitsha, thathe kumbe la mavidiyo amafitshane lisithumezele khonapha. Likhumbule inamba yethu yeWhatsApp, ndizayitshaya lapha kathesi, ngu-001-202-465-0318, right? 001-202-465-0318. Lisiwhatsappe khonapho, lisithumezele impikitsha, lisithumezele amavidiyo amafitshane. 1 minute kuyabe kungani kulungile khonoko. Litsho le bizo lenu, sabe sibhala khonaphana ku-Facebook.
Of course, there are also reports from Manicaland areas around the Honde Valley that the rains have destroyed infrastructure such as bridges and roads. I think this is the same in most parts of the country. Nekudaro, tida kunzikuwa kuti kunzimbo kwa mruku garazinu. Saka mira sei ne dambu ziku irori remvura. Mafoni, icho kwa anenga harikumboti ne tsei. Asi amfanire kurasa mbereko nekufirwa makasununguka kuti mutifondere pa number dzedu idzi dze WhatsApp tobva takufonirai dzinoti dzo 202-465-0318 munokwanisa kuti tumira mifananidzo kana tuma video twe zviri kuitika kwa munenge muri imomo kuti tinge tichitarisa kuti dambudziko remvura iri zviri kufamba sei vamwe vari kugununguna kuti migero ya Gibbs inotakura mvura kuti iende kunoraswa haina kumira zvakanaka yakablokwa mamuchirasirwa zvinhu makanzuro ari kunzwa asi kutakura marara nekudaro mvura inoguma yopinda mudzimba vamwe vari kunzwa vari kuvaka midhuri kana kuti majurawo without an outlet saka kana mvura yanaya mavaka ningirikiri jurawo yenyu pasina pekuti pakaita mafasha mvura inobuda vanhu vanopedzisira imba inopedzisira yaita dhamu nekuti inenge yakuyerera ichipinda mumba vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu kana kuti vachirasikirwawo nemidziyo yavo ndo mamatambudziko aripo aGibbs.
Yeah, so let's read an explanation from the Met Office. They are saying that the present rainy situation is a combination of the presence of the intertropical convection zone and a frontal cloud system which entered the country through Matawan provinces. Added to this combination is the heating around midday, that is yesterday, which further enhances rainfall activity. So abakhuluma lapha ke Met Office kuti kule ITCZ yana intertropical convergence zone ejani ukuthi yovele elethi izulu eZimbabwe siyakwazi kugqalisa phezulu kweZambia ngale isehla isiya phansi kwele South Africa kuzobuya ke le frontal cloud system amayezi angane babevela endaweni ezingaphansi tuzani lakwe South Africa khona ngale eqhansi siya phezulu ngaso asedibana ke le intertropical convergence zone le kwasekusiba ke lezulu elikhulu so kuyabe kulokhu kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuze kuyefika ke ulwesibili kuzobuya futhi i-Met Office iphinde yathi so blessing ithi expected weather from Saturday 28 to Tuesday 31st January 2017 generally rainfall in excess of 50 millimeters in 24 hours is expected. That's a lot, man.
That is.
Then over the high ground areas along the central watershed as well as the eastern highlands, however, rainfall in excess of 90 millimeters in 24 hours is highly probably. Too much rain there, eh?
Indeed.
So they are saying this is especially more so between Saturday 28 and Monday 30 January. So ngufaka ngesindebele khona ukuthi bayakhuluma lapha abantu eMet Office besithi izulu eliningi lizakuna khona boku expect ukuthi kube le 50 millimeters eliyakuna kungakwani ilanga lonke. So khona boku izulu elimangalisayo. So kuzobuya ke endaweni ezingane ziqansile le ndaweni eziku central khona po eMidlands endaweni ezinjalo la ku Eastern Highlands ukhaya ngazani kulezulu eliningi kakhulu 90 millimeters within 24 hours kuyafiola.
And I think we are being joined by our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Marvelous Kumalo of the Chitungwiza Residents Association, or Chitrest. Mr. Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling, because where he is, I think there are some areas where the Met Department has issued a flood warning.
So, Mr. Kumalo, did you get the message from the Met Office that there are heavy rains that are on their way to your place there?
Yes, through the Civil Protection Unity, the Met Office has been issuing out some alerts to most of the telephone subscribers through SMS, bulk SMS services. So most of the residents have received such notifications from the Met Office and the Civil Protection Unit.
So what are people doing? Are you preparing for that? And how are you preparing for that?
Unfortunately, under the prevailing circumstances, we don't have much to do in terms of preparation, rather than just making sure that this kind of information reaches out to a greater audience, and as well working with the local authorities to make sure that they are prepared in terms of mitigating against the effects of these rains and the heavy rains and occurrence of flash floods.
Mm-hmm. But is there a place where people can go if, say, their homes are flooded? Are there schools that are open, or is just a warning that they are giving you that there might be floods?
Yeah, so far, what they are doing is simply issuing out warning or alert to residents to the effect that those who reside in low-lying areas with poor drainage that are most likely to experience these flash floods must relocate temporarily to areas that do not have the likelihood of experiencing these flash floods.
Thank you, Mr. Kumalo. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. I think we have our second guest, Councillor Lillian Mulilo.
Yes, Councillor Mulilo, good afternoon. Good evening, sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, how's Bulawayo?
Good afternoon, sir. How's Bulawayo, okay?
Excellent. Tell us about the rain situation first there. We are told that the dams are now, 56% full. Give us your kind of rundown of things there.
The dams are very full. It's okay here in Bulawayo, and it's raining every day. There's a lot of water in them, people. We are happy, and the residents are happy, too. And they have lifted all the lead setting for our residents because the dams are full.
Yeah, so but in Nabe Kuluma, Litini, and Malchel is a Kamizi, in a local Serwenzil, Wani Kampanjan, now of Changa Sentu.
I am a resident of our jail, which I am an African in Adam. At the service, Funa Uvitilakova, the general and the Zingo, the Congress, the Tanga School, the Putin of Nian, the service by Telacon, which I just want to believe names and I can go to the students, come out by the seven, seven, the seven Akang, our man, the Malawana, Rayaka, the service by Telutila, so I don't do the Aman. Ukwenzela ukuthi angasipheleli futhi isikhathi singakafiki sizesine sesingena esimweni senesane sokuthi sigcine sesibagavuna ukusebenzisa amanzi.
Mama khonapho-ke ungayikatshana ntombendala. So what she's saying is that people should conserve water. Even if the water rationing has been lifted, now people have to make sure that they don't waste water, like just using it for the sake of it, Because if there's so much water, people can do anything with it. So she says, please conserve it.
Regai tidzokere kuna vakumalo. Kumalo, pane dambudziko remvura iyoyi takambotaura pano negurukota rinoona nezveutano, Dr. David Parrenya, tokwachiti vanotyira kuti mvura ikawandisa ikaita mafashamo ari kutarisirwa aya inopedzisira yapindawo mumatsime kazhinji inokukurawo tsvina. Vanhu vakamwa mvura iyoyo vanopedzisira vorwara nezvirwere zvakaita sana cholera zvemanyoka nana typhoid. Mvura yakachena iri kuwanikwa here munzvimbo dzakasangana nedambudziko irori remafashamu?
Tingati isu sevagari vemumusha weChipingwiza ndo dambudziko guru ratatarisana naro panguva ino. Tinoona kuti tanzuru yedu haisati yane mukana wekuti ikwanise kupa vagari mvura ari mazuva ose. Saka mvura inouya apo nepapo, nokuti kanzuro yedu yeChipingwiza haina dhamu rainoti iri ndo dhamu redu, haina painoshambidza mvura kana kuti kupurifya pachirungu inonwiwa muno muChipingwiza. Zvinoita kuti itenge mvura kubva kuSito Farare. Asiwo Sito Farare tinoona kuti yaane nguva ichitambudzika ichitadzawo kupawo vagari vayo mvura yakachena. Nokuti pari zvino vari kuti pane basa richiri kuitwa kuMorton Jeffrey kunotonuko kunoshambidzwa mvura. Sakawo izvi zvaita kuti pane pasi mvura painenge isipo, vanhu vanonyanyotizira kumatsime kuti vanota mvura vane migodhi vaya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi zvechokwadi sekutaura kwakaita gurukota rezveutano, mvura kuyerera kwairi kuita nekunaya kwairi kuita yakawanda. iri kuenda mumigodi pano izo zvakukonzera kuti vamwe vanwe mvura iya inenge isina kushambidzika zvikuru sei vane isina kuvakirwa zvakanaka neimwewo iri munzvimbo dzinozara mvura dziya dzakaita semawetlands nedzimwewo dzagarawo dziri kumateru saka izvozvi tiri kutogara tichitya kuti zvichida dambudziko irori ringaite kuti nyaya dzekorera dziya dzakamboitika 2008 nenyayawo yetyphoid iyo yanetsa mazuva apfuura zvikuru sei muguta reutya kuti zvingadaro ikapararira kuuyawo kumatauni akaita seedinoi yechitungwiza zvakare omambotaura nyaya yekuti omakanzuro haasi kunyatsotakura marara zvakanaka nokuti tiri kuona migwagwa yedu mizhinji yakoromoka koromoka izvo zvakuita kuti kutakurwa kwemarara nezvimwe zvinete saka musha uzere nemarara marara iyayo pakunonaya anotorwa nemvura oyeredzwa nemasuweji okumwe kwaanenge achiputikawo putikawo nekuda kwekunaya ikoko nepanouya mvura tiri kutya kuti ndotsvina iri kuyeredzwa iyoyo ichinopinda mumigodhi inozocherwa zvakare mvura nevagari saka iroro idambudziko ratiri kusangana naro zvikurusa
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs tinenge tine muteereri wedu wekutanga mukoma Joshua ari kubudiriro mukoma Joshua makadii
tinofara makadii mukoma Blessing
aiwa tiri nani kubudiriro tiri kunzwawo kuti kunenge kuine dambudziko zviri kufamba sei
ya kuchine dambudziko pane kastrategy mukatarisa Budiriro has been perceived kunge stronghold yeMDC. Saka zvakazoitika pane kastrategy kakashandiswa kekuti pane vanhu vanotozikama vezanupf vaiuya vachigarisa vanhu pata mumawetlands clear wetlands maunotoona kutoti umu ndo munofamba nemvura ine effort yekuti pachazonzi maelections a2018 vanhu ava vanenge vaunzwa they would dilute the vote yeMDC saka that strategy is backfiring now because nese makagara vanhu nyamwera makazara mvura you find kuti panenge pachivakwa tumatemporary structures mavanenge vachigara matemporary structures aya havaise concrete pasi pamafloor sezvinoitwa dzimba chaidzo ndekekuti munhu anongouya wokura kura ground voisa katemporary structure kavo havatomboise kana plastic ya inonzi dpm damp proof membrane yekudzivirira hunyoro kuti husakwira kuuya kuflow uchibva pasi saka the situation is so dire zvekuti vamwe vanhu mumba chaimo chaimo muri kutobuda mvura so some of this flooding is really man-made and it is a strategy kuti a politician awane upenyu at the expense of innocent citizens vanenge vachifunga kuti mukana wangu wekuita stand wawe so it is very bad mukauya kubudiriro pane kuseri kwebudiriro 1 kasvika pabudiriro 5 10 off kuseri kwekune manew stands ariko ari pamutemo panonzi ari tpx 1319 behind tpx 1319 ndokwakauya kukaiswa vanhu a lot of families are there and they are suffering kutofamba izvozvi vachibva kudzasi kwavari vamwacho vari less than 50 meters away from karwizi kanobva kusaidzi kuhighland and you find kuti karwizi aka nemanayira anga achiita mvura kanga kakaputika zvekutoti mvura yaitoflowa nepamusoro pemabridge so imagine situation yekuti munhu a family vamwe netwana tucheche tumwe twana tunoenda kuchikoro you sympathize now wakutobva ikoko uko kutouya kuma main roads amadhaka ega ega hapana kana road hapana kana sewer system inenge iripo you find kuti vanotobva vakatosunga maplastic mumakumbo and it's so bad zvekuti the politicians who are the brainchild of this strategy yekutraya kusplita the vote yeMDC They are living large. Vakagara kudzimba dzavo kunana borodzo kunanani kuti they live in suburbs of Harare, but the ordinary person is suffering. That's how bad the situation is.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua nekutudzawo mamiro akaita zvinhu kubudirira.
Thank you.
Gibbs, I think you heard from Joshua. It was very clear. He says some of the problems, it's a man-made disaster because mm-hmm. people are being settled in wetlands in order to, for politicians to get votes come election time. But he's saying this has proved to be disastrous in Budiriro.
Yes, we are Mkosikazi Mlilo, loko kone kwenye? Nyakuzwa sibili
kuthi.
Yeah, so masikhangele ke ngohlupho lwamanzi siyakwazi ukuthi angaze bekhona amanzi sibili agcwale emadamu khonapho kodwa phela kuzabuya isikhathi sokuthi aphele. Ubona ngazani ke angahlala kwesikhathi esinganani njalo kumele kwenzweni ukuthi uhlale kula manzi.
Ngendlela omanjimela babe thina besitela ngayo ngasisekhantini khona ngale bona bayibo abakuhamba besiyakhangela bebala amasisisisi akhona ukuthi kwenzenjani. Azesele ukuthi amanzi asekhona azasifikisa isikhathi se-rainy season futhi esibuyayo. Sesiyabe sikuthi ukuthi sizabe sizama ukuthi sibatshele abantu ukuthi ngendlela akhona amanzi nalo babekwazi bona ukuthi ama-millimeters angaka, ama-cubic meters angaka kumbe bona bakubalanjani emanjimela. Abe bekwazi ukuthi khona amanzi lawa azasifikisa futhi isikhathi se-rainy season. Futhi nokwethu owethu umsebenzise ngama-councilors ukuthi sibe sibakhongosela amanzi beze kuthi amanzi lawa angasipheleli isikhathi se-rainy season futhi esizayo singakafiki.
Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi-ke okuhluphayo okunye yikuthi amanzi ona lawa akhona ye ayingcosana sibili siyabona ukuthi asekhona mpijana kodwa-ke kwakukhulunywa phela ngamathebeleland Zambezi Water Project kwagcina ngani ukugcina ukuthi kulungiswe konke khonokho
okwamathebeleland Water Project ngakugcina ukukuza sibili kulungisa ngesikhathi eseselesithethankomo mina ngathi ngicina khona phana esanguye ngani ibhizi ngakho ngacina okwakathesi sibili ngakhuluma manga
I see. I was a colleague. Bambi Konapo, a Kuan Waikachana. So she says, according to the city engineers, they always say, make sure that they monitor the water levels. And if anything goes the other way, they inform the council, Even if there is plenty of water, they need to monitor the water levels so that people will be having maybe a constant supply of water or be given warnings before something happens. So about the material Zambezi Water Project, she says the last time she heard about it was when Mr. Sam Sipepankomo was a minister. Still remember when he was a minister of water resources? That was the end.
That's
it. Yeah. So silomnumzana ke unkomo egoli. Baba Nkomo ungawunjani?
Yeah,
I'm Mpile Nkomo nyaweni kati swaya ngapi?
Siyakutana nihlala siba nomunye lapho siyakutana.
Hayi kona mani Nkomo swathengwa.
Tengo suaso papa mina.
Ya tu ya bona. Uya pila kod, kurait.
I'm pila kakuru mi.
Ye, so akupose la kuba.
Ye, uya bono kutinzo kurume la kakuru ma tevele lendi. 36 years, singa melua nga e parlamende, singa la ma kansilia. Abantu be voteli, nitu ezinge koyo, ezinga la system kuti zisebe, imperfumulo ya giti. Silo Zambezi, silo sangane somazomnyama silo kwai silo limpopo ukuthi ngabe silabantu abaplanayo silikamende esimele ephilayo ngabe vele amanzi kawa short khonapho bakhuma ngokuthi bona bazayo zamukoni abantu ukuthi kube lama flood iplan yomlomo engela action vele into efileyo baba akube le plan esibona iaction ukuthi bazayenza lokhu lalokhu sebeyenze lokhu lalokhu vele ukuthi uthi abadwatiolitsha abantu i-sebate of time abakwenze before asila manzi emathebeleni uzokuthi amanzi kawekho kobulawayo ibulawa kayimelwanga baba ibelwe ngabantu abangalamapulani ngabe amanzi ahlala ekhona vele kapheli ngemfuya le ngiyiqambilele
so-ke baba Nkomo lapha inkinga ekhona ukuthi nxa sikhangele kwamanje batsheliwe ye abantu ukuthi ye kuyabuya izulu elimangalisayo kodwa-ke kungani asiboni ukuthi kuzahamba kuye ngaphi bazwile endlebeni so ungathi
la ungamazi afileyo kule action bana abayenzileyo ukuthi maye amanzi ebuya edivethe engene la ungawona ithi abantu ukuthi ambaliye kume esihlahleni njengenyamazana ungalaplano oyifake kuground 36 years baba abantu bakobulawa kabahlakaniphe bekhipha amakhansili wonke lawo lama-m p lawo bedinga abantu abazopulana abazosebenza vigorous bengacathi ngaphansi abantu beharali ukuthi bayisaba ukuthi uma befike ephalamende bethi laphana sifufa amanzi kuzambezi kudosa amanzi kulipopo futhudosa amanzi kugwayi bafuka bequthe ephalamende bethule stu akula nto vele abayenzayo that is the bottom line akula nto abazoyenza laba bantu abantu bakobulawo abavula amehlo ngathi mathi belungu nemigqini abavula amehlo sivotela into ezingekhoyo baba lapho
ufuna bavoteleni manje kulapho-ke nxa ukuthi kuzalungisa into zamanzi lezi
ngababizwe laba bantu betshela iqiniso bengabile into ezokutshela yona bayesaba ukukhuluma ephalamende bayesaba abantu beharari ukuthi bethi bona be-stand still firm vele bengesabi muntu ukuthi hhayi sesisenza okwethu njengabantu bemathebeleng obemidini bahamba bequthe abanye phela bahambe baphuma baba bengakhuluma ngephalamende kufope umuntu equthe so nje njengesikhombesi esibile engakuvuli one word ukuthi kuyami i-constituency ngifuna lokho kuyami iwadi ngifuna lokho eceda lapho ebuyele ebantwini ekhuluma i-feedback ukuthi izani siyalele ephalamende ukuthi senze lokhu ku-constituency le izani siyalele ukuthi senze lokhu kule iwadi ungabheka kufiwe lapho baba abaze bephume bethatha amapentsheni akulalutho bayefika lokutshintsha igama ethi mpopo bakobulawa lifile isipengelo singcolile esithi makhokhoba akula mntu ongasiphendula khonapho ukuthi bayehlulwa yini ispelling ukuthi uqamule kulibhodi lokanokubhala ispelling esingcolile ophoselele ufake elitsha bayehlulwa into ezisimple simple manje bayisaba ukuthi befake igama ethi lukaasoupdf lapha bayisabani befake abantu angasobakhonaphi izitrit ezinyaso amagama alapha kasowafuni ngoba sowakobulawayo bayisaba yini ukufaka ulukas masuku aba bakhuphe laba bantu umlukhonasuku i-b f lena kayitshintshe at all cost sifake igama ethi lukas masuku lethi b f silifake eceleni abafuna ukuliyifaka yenlikabani kula bantu abangasobakhonaphi izitrit ezinezizwa ngabantu esingabhaziyo abangazanga balwa impi ulukas masuku usilwele lapha wazofela ejele botshwe izanga
awuboni ngenkomo siyabonga kakhulu enkomo ungadina lokusaza
okunye futhi izanga sicela ingihambi iyeselebreta laphiyana lakhona abantu bakithi abaningi kakhulu lapha sesikhulumele ukuthi babulala mbebe basibopha sesisekugcineni asabe saba sabancengi bengayiselebreta amagazi abala bakhosela ebhalagwe laphana dlakela abahambe beyenze endaweni zakibo le kubuhlungu lokho abafuna ukukwenza ne-unit lena eka-22 sikhuluma udisenti engakabuyi asiyifuni ukuasayinekhali inyembezi
lasikugcinele lokhuye lokho sikugcinele umvulo sibe sakutshaya kuzwele ngomvulo khonokho usukhuluma ngakho kodwa-ke hhayi sikuzwile nkomo sibongele kakhulu baba
ifona mungayiyekeli
yaye sizayitshaya sibili izibe ubuni
ngoba ngiyabona emathweni lapho ngani akula madoda kule 2 or 3 mna unumber 1 akula lutho akusetenze lapho singancengi laba abantu abasincede ngalutho
imathengisile
abantu abantu kabaqhathwa abalazithupha abalama-i abalama
enkomo
babaticikethi ngenxa yesystem le khona lapho baba
ye enkomo mbongele kakhulu nkomo
ngiyabonga kakhulu
ya that was Mr. Nkomo is really angry very angry guy. He's saying that, you know, 36 years after independence, we have people that have no plans of doing anything for the majority of Zimbabweans. He's saying, one, you know, when it comes to floods, the Met Office, yes, it issued a warning. So they want people to go and stand under trees while it's raining and maybe just behave like animals so that they can survive. He says, you know, this is totally despicable because after giving them a warning, what happens next? He says nothing is going to happen. Yeah. So, and then he says the real core of the problem is people that are in power. You know, he says, one, even the MPs that are there from the region, that is Matabeleland, was talking specifically about Matabeleland, says they are all useless, you know. They go to parliament just to sit like baboons. That's the way he put it. You know, or owls, you know. Just sit there, do nothing. And he says even councillors in Bulawayo are not doing well, so they must be removed. So ask the councillor, maybe she's going to react to that.
Sit certain down a councillor, Katiende Gunamkoma honest. Mkoma honest, Varbu South Africa, Narea or Anzinenge Sirku Itasha Kanaka.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yes, councillor. Yes, you councillor. Councillor, who
connect
to when? Yeah, we're Kulumas Villa Pag, Umnumzala, Unko Moti, abakansela khona ngapho ngani mhm akona into enhle iyenzayo kumele likhitshwe ngoba uthi kunengi sibele lingakwenzi kuhle uthi kunjengama MPs la ahambe eHarare afike equthe khona ngale parliament kumbe ngithethele le parliament engenzi nix so nangu yakhuluma inkomo I seem lap
ye ngiyathenga umlaleli inkomo ngizivile sibili konke ukukhuluma inkomo okama MPs ngeke ngikhulume ngoba ngikwazi ukuthi eParliament bayindonjani
lapho kunjalo kunjalo
ngiyakhuluma okwethu lapha njengama councillors ukuthi sikhulume siyabe sisenzani ngase sekhandini namuza sibili khulume ethuthumele zikhona izinto esizilungisayo izowafaka le ndaba eka lookout masuku ukuthi waye lookout masuku singamgcini ukuthi simfake ukuthi kinesa esakunazelelayo ukuthi i-DF leyana sikhuluma ngabadlali bebhola abadlali bebhola bazafakwa ngathi baphiwe isiqhezeni zami and sifuna ukuthi lokho nokho ukuthi athi esintsha yena kuyona u-DF sibe kwayo sikathi yona u-DF vele yonini njalo wayevele khona la efakwa khona phana wayeyihlonithiwe njalo sakunanzelela futhi ukuthi u-lookout masuku sikhuluma ngomuntu uthe ngumuntu owalimbi abakabe ababelayo thina babeseluthi wayengumuntu wayengumvithi wakhosizi wathiwa thina engingengesikhathini sesasingalava mina ngingeke ngibe kwazi kodwa ngizile
kukhulumaaona
thina u-lookout masuku njengobaba oqakathekileyo ubaba omkhulu saze samfananisa lo-Joshua Nkomo ukuthi kadingelwe indawo eqakathekileyo ekhondane layo njengomuntu olwele impi afakwe khonapha ahloniphe sakhulumisana ngokuthi ngiyambona u-Joshua Nkomo kathesi ukuthi simfake ngaso simfake isigxoxo sokuthi lapha mekhona uyabuka kathesi ngamazwe wonke ngabefika khona phana u-Lookout Masuku laye kadingele indawo enjengeyakhe ubaba u-Joshua
asikubeke so
futhina sakubona kuvele bona abantu abadlali bebhola abadlali bebhola bakhona bona bazafakwa ngaphi
yeabantu
abalwa impi abantu abalwa impi bakhona emgwaqweni khonaphana babhaliwe bahlonithiwe ngoba i-status sakhe singabuya singela indawo kobulawayo kunapapakwe thina sila problem
ye asibuyele emanzinisibuyeleemanzinikhona
ufakwe egrawund yena engazange abe ngumdlali webhola
yeyanya kwazi nkosikazi mlilo ukuthunukile mbijana kodwa sibuyele emanzini uthi mvini nxa sokubuya emanzini lapha ungani amakansela ayenzi kuhle akukhanye vele ngcono bephume ngoba amanzi abaphathi kuhle udaba lomanzi kobulawayo so phendula khona lapho ngamanzi sizwe
udaba lomanzi luyaphatha kuhle kobulawayo nangiboni iproblem ekhona ngodaba lamanzi udaba lwamanzi siyazama sibilisithi libambe into ekhona ukuthi sokusika ngokuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi sokuthi aphese kuke kwakhulunywa ukuthi isikhathi sezulu sizatshintshatshintsha amanzi abesebenza mina esikwaziyo ukuthi amanzi isikhathi sonke kungafika isikhathi sezulu amademu amadamu wonke kuyabe sekuthiwa aphose and babe besitshela thina omanjineri ukuthi amanzi akhona amadamu azafikisa isikhathi senesiyana esokuthi khona kuze kufike esinye isikhathi se-rain season yikho thina esiyabe sikukhangela singabona ukuthi amanzi ngendlela asetshenziswa ngayo ahambisani bake lokho besela umandlelela lathi siyasiyefika emadamu sesibona ukuthi amanzi lawo hhayi asemaluthwane okokuthi kasoze asifikise isikhathi yikho lapho esesifanisa khona ukuthi sibone ukuthi amanzi ananzelela angiboni ukuthi kasokufuze sisebenze njani thina njengama-councillors awobulawayo kodwa thina siyabe sikwazi sinanzelela ukuthi ama-levels amadamu aseminjani sekuhamba labo manjinela besela ukuthi kathe samanzi semiso lathi sizame ukungena ebantwini ukuthi abantu sibatshele ukuthi bagcine amanzi babambe kuhle amanzi singabona ukuthi vele sephelile ukuthi seselithi segcine izindanakazama yikho esiyabe sesisenza khona i-water sede ngoba siyabe sesikwazi ukuzafika isikhathi sokuthi amazana asadonseki phasi angiboni ukuthi kathi umsebenzi wokuthiwa asiwayenzi yonke njengama-councillors akubulawe yiwabo
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ubambe khona phunga indawo. So she says they're doing their job properly and what Mr. Nkomo is saying maybe there's got some political issues there. So she's saying that they're doing their job diligently. So when it comes to water, you know, that's an area where the Bulawayo City Council is actually specializing in, you know? Yeah.
Regai ti yende kune mwe mutereri wedu Mkoma Honest vanenge vadzoka vari ku South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Honest.
Ndiripo makati mukoma.
Aiwa tiri nani kuri sei ku South Africa kuri kunayawo mvura inenge yanowa here.
Kunoku akusi kunyanya naya sekumusha uku.
Okay. Mukoma Honest munokuluma kana kuti munorova zvese?
Ndinorova zvese.
Ndinenge nazwa toni yacho kuti munee munorova zvese, right? tipe pfungwa dzenyu pogadziriswa sei ndapudziko revafashapo emvura.
Mafashamu mvura iyo mvura yanga yakanaka hayo asi munoona kuti sezvi kuplawa ndirunzwa vachipemberera kudanzi madhama azara uku. Saka asi problem yandiri kuona iripo ka ndeye kuti hakuna kuzonyanya kuplaniwa zvakanaka pamatowns ipapa. Because since kubvira patakawana kuzvitonga ka wakangovakwa malocations akawanda akawandisa asi madhama haana kumbowedzerwa. Kana mukatarisa seBulawayo ndingataura hangu matownships akawandisa vanaNtumbane vanaMakandeni vanaNkulumane vanaNketa vanaMgani akawandisa akavakwa after independence. Asi hakuna kana dhamu kana one rakambovakwa after independence. Zvinozoitika ndezvekuti mvura iyoyo inozowandirwa nevanhu ichazopera. Kupera kwacho ndekwekuti kuti hakuna kunyatsoplaniwa zvakanaka, and if zvikaitika kuti gore rinouya topinda pagore risina mvura, a dry rain season, totopinda patambudziko futi rekuchema kuti hakuna mvura futi. Asi mvura tinenge tamboiwana asi yaenda nenjizi yaenda kumakungwa uko because hakuna madhama akakwana.
Icho chechokwadi. Orait, chimbotaurai nendebele tinzo.
Ndizama kukucho lapa ikuti ona since kutholakala uzivuse kuyakhiwe amalokeshini amanengi kakhulu ngakhanela koBulawayo. Ayakhiwe amalokeshini afana labo Ntumbane, oMakhandeni, oCadre Park, oNkulumane, oNketa. Eyi, ngabalisa maningi maiBulawayo uyazi. Mara okwenzakaleyo amadamu akula damu even elisha elilodwa engilaziyo. If ever kuyikuthi mbe maybe kunalapha empamani sakhona, I think I stand to be corrected, but angiboni kunedamu even eliyi-one elakhiwe after sithole uzibuse. Khonokhona kuzobangela ukuthi amanzi lana azokhulelwa yi-population esikhona lapha. Nayikhulelwa yi-population le esikhona kwenza kalo ukuthi le i-rain season esizoya kuyo eka-2017-18 singaba le dry rain season sizokhala futhi ngokuthi asinawo amanzi, kanti amanzi besiwatholile uNkulunkulu besibusisile. Mara amanzi imvula inethile, amanzi ahambile abuyelile elwandle. Inkinga ekhona akuzanga kube le proper planning ngale government ekhona le.
Aywa, siyabonga.
Hayi, siyabonga nathi. Libe lisithinta lathi lekufaka imicijo esilayo ezinhlelweni ze-Studio 7. Siyabonga, ngiyabonga. Uqala ukungena e-Studio 7.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana, ungathinelwa kusasa eh.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mnumzana.
Ye, bye bye.
Rikaiti dzokere kuna vakumalo zvakare. Vakumalo pari kupiwa here dzidziso? Vanhu vari kuziva here kuti ndanzwa kuti nhari yavakumalo inenge yanetsa? Maybe let's go back to Councillor Mlilo.
Councillor Mlilo, uzwile lapha ke ekhuluma umnumzana kati secingweni. Khuluma ukuthi ya inkinga ekhona lapha ikuthi akuna kulungiswa kuhle lokho kuthiwa yi-proper planning nxa sokhangelwe ke ikansili kumbe into ezinjalo. Uthi wakhiwa phela amalokitsha njenge-Country Park, kwakhiwa phela inketa, kwakhiwa lapha nalapha iNkulumane langaphi ngaphi, kodwa ke kaboni kule siba lamadamu akhiwayo ngesikhathi esifanayo. So engabe cha iqiniso kumbe ucha iceleni la
ucha ikhona ngekhodi pathi ngkwayo ngene ngani ingaba yikhonsistensi ngkwayo. Ukhodi pathi kulilokisi elikhulu kulawo wonke amalokisi, bona labana manje abantu bona abana basebenzisa manje njengoba ayendubaba ukhulume wathaya khona elandeni. Siyazama sibili njengawo ukhansili wakoBulawayo ukuthi amanzi siwamaneje ngendlela sibili amalokisi ona lawa yakhe ngemva kwe-independence, kungazange kulungiswa amadamu, kungazange kungezelela amadamu. Sibone ngani ukuthana lazele ngokuya kwesikhathi nxa singazange sibamonitha abantu sibatshele ukuthi basebenzise amanzi njani. Siyaphi sokufika futhi ini-rain season ebuyayisongasela manje ubaba uthi ayenambeni indlela akhulume ngayo. I-government iyesibekile sibili ukuthi alinde aplane abone ukuthi ayenze njani kakhulu ukuthi ayakhe amanye amadamu ngoba amalokisi alokhu eyanda.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So bamba khonapho ungayikatshana mama. So she's saying that the problem lies with the government. Proper planning, no proper planning in terms of dams to be constructed and all those kind of things. So he says the previous caller actually hit it, you know. He said the truth about what is going on. in terms of having a population that is growing, but mm-hmm. a few dams, dams. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, she says, yeah, they are facing that problem, and that problem can only end if the government intervenes mm-hmm. and maybe constructs one or two dams mm-hmm. to supplement the current water supplies.
That's true. I think we are now being joined by the chairperson of the Combined Arar Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, and let me also greet the listeners of the program.
Thank you so much, and we hope all the listeners are doing good. Now, Mr. Moyo, we are talking about flooding in Harare. Tell us about the situation. How is it like?
Well, this time around, we have received rain that are above normal. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we have witnessed cases of flooding in and around the city of Harare, as well as the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of issues that is actually leading to that. But the bottom line is that we are having cases of flooding, in some cases due to, you know, poor drainage systems that we have not been, you know, dealing with. It's a problem that we have not been able to, that we have not been dealing with for quite some time. And also, because we have not been receiving above normal rains, we have not been seeing that we've got a problem. But the issue is that we've been sitting on top of a problem.
Mm-hmm. So it was, and has always remained, a ticking time bomb.
Definitely, it remains a ticking time bomb. And I think the rest of that, that we must all realize here is the blame game that comes out whenever we have problems related to flooding. Mm-hmm. You know, people waking up with the water high up, their roofs high up, their walls and so forth. We always have this endless blame game. Mm-hmm. And we are not getting anywhere. If next year we're going to have above average rains, we still have the same problems of flooding that we are facing right now. So it's a question of planning. It's a question of committing yourself to dealing with this issue once and for all, making sure that there are proper drainage systems so that whenever it rains again, whenever we receive above normal rains again in the future, we are not going to be, I mean, to say or face the same problem that we are facing right now.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, you are hearing what Mr. Moy is saying there. Gibbs, mm-hmm. Failure is an orphan.
That's it.
And success is many fathers. Mm-hmm. You know, if things are not working well, everyone wants to blame someone for things not going on well. Mm-hmm. The government is saying is the Harare City Council, the office of the mayor. The office of the mayor is blaming the local government minister. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a vicious circle, mm-hmm. And it's very unfortunate, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to Lillian, Unkosikazi Lillian Mlilo. Ukulangaleke kobulawayo njalo ngikansela kulangaleke kobulawayo inkosikazi Mlilo nxa sisikangeleke sikhumbe sithi sijule kancane sithi lina ngokubona kwenu ubona ngazani nxa sokuqutshwa kusiya phambili kambe ukuthi kulungise udaba lamanzi kungenziwani khonapho
mina mbona ngani ukuthi ukukontract ama dam abe makhulu ngezenzo besifike kwenzekana ngabe nami.
So ukuthi
njengoba ipopulation yakobulawayo isibone ngani isinkulu kakhulu ama-residents emaningi kakhulu kakhulu amalokishoni nalawo lokhu esithenda yakho sebemaningi kakhulu ukuthi amanzi sesiba malithwane ngoba amadamu akhona wona lawo loba abe manzi egcwele asasifikise enye rain season okuyayo ngakho sisakuthwa ngedema.
So okumele awakhe amadamu wona lawo mbani okumele asibela chaya isikhonkwane ti la
uhulumende ngiyofika abone khona lokhu ukuthi sikhonkwane kuyasa
kodwa lake lakhuluma layo uhulumende ngakhona
imizamo ikhona eyokuthi siyake sikuzame sibili ukuthi kukhulumisane ngakho khona lokhu kwamadamu ngoba kwakulezanzedeyokha project yena leyani yayisenzayo nalana ngoba busika ukuthi yamela ngathi ngenye ye engasinetha ukuthi yamela ngaphi hayi sesingabaseni.
Yeah, hey, I see how cool you are. So she's saying more dams are needed, and they've been engaging government on this issue. Mm-hmm. But she says ultimately the solution is to have the construction of the Zambezi water pipeline. Mm-hmm. So she says, apart from that, maybe there could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri. Mai Tinashe, makadini? Aiwa, tiripo. Imi muri kupi? Muri kuKwekwe. Rakamira sei dambudziko remafasha memvura yeKwekwe? Ririko kana kuti hakuna? Tichitarisawo nyaya dzemigwagwa idzi, mati dzimwe nguva mota dzinombomira, zvakamira sei? Dzaka migwagwa yenyu yakagadzirwa zvakanaka here kana kuti makomba sezvatiri kuonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo?
Handizivi kuti mumuzimbabwe mugwagwa wakanaka here kana kuti kunze kwemuhaaeeaana kana pane mugwagwa uri nani ipapo vanhu vatinovhoterawo mupema vanhu vanotivhotera ava vanga kugadzirwa izvino izvi ivoezvangotinaoera zvakaa asi zvavanenge vachiandira vachazoitora zvino nezvino
asi mukavanzwa vachidaro maimbi ipapo vanenge vachinyepa nekuti migwagwa handiwo kazhinji vanogadzira mai Tinashe, inofanira kugadzirwa nehurumende.
Asi vadiwo handii ndo vanoisa mutemo kuhurumende nekuti ndo vatinenge tavhotera kuvavhotera kwatinezvikaita tinenge tichiitira kuti vaende zvishomo zvedu kuhurumende iyo hurumende yatinayozoona kuti zvitemo izvi zviri nekuka here kuti vanhu vavange vachiie vachigadzirirwawo kuti vanhu vafambe zvakanaka iko zvine izvi makomba makomba mvura inengongozera nekuteera painenge isaya paya saka hazvitomboshanda hazvibatsiri nkwamutofamba vanhu vakabatirawo hana maoko kuti mose nogona kuira chero mubhiriji vanhu vakaparara saka kana vakuona pabhiriji paane makomba ezvavangoreva kuti ndiaa yakoparara hapasisina zvakanaka munhu.
Ko, nyayawo yemvura yekunwa iyi iri kuwanika here kuKwekwe uku kana kuti zviri kunetsawo sezviri kuitika kune mamaguta?
Mvura kuno kuKwekwe hakuna kana chinonzi mvura kuno uku vanhu vari kutowa mvura yezvibhorani hakuna kana chinonzi mvura takaitaeuba mvura inongoakuna mabhizo nemutaure so ndeitendo nemamwe madokesheni hakuna kana chinonzi mvura pakubatwa nekorera kana taifodzinekadzamaa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mai Tinashe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Akanaka, ndodawo zvekumhoresa murume wangu ari Botswana.
Mumhoresei zvenyu?
Ndoda kumhoresa murume wangu akatinashe ndoana mai vangu vari kumabhunge maita zvinhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mai Tinashe, ndofunga kana vakateerera vazvinzwa. Gibsa, that there was Mai Tinashe in Kwekwe. It's good. We are getting callers from Kwekwe. She's saying that, you know, the problem is not that much, but the infrastructure is bad. You know, the roads are really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, they are surviving by the grace of God. Otherwise, the situation is desperate. And she's also saying that, you know, people that they are electing to represent them are not representing them that well. MPs, mostly, they promise a lot, but they don't deliver.
Very unfortunate indeed. So, slow mnumzana ke ukiven, lapo sekse mwene. Mnumzana kiven, ujan?
Yego, mabalita.
Inyapiri, sibo mwombani?
Umoyo.
Oh, umoyo, yee, ujan umoyo.
Ngiyathini?
Ngicela ukhiphe ku speakerphone iphone yakho.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, spoke ke given moyo asichaye sizwe. Ubona njani udabalo lokuthi eZimbabwe kukhona ukuthi kube lezulu elimali sayo kumbiko lo ukhitshwe ke protection unit. Kuzobuya ke le met office light. Yeah, izulu langona liyajust lokho zwayo. Ungathi ngakhona kho.
Siyabonga ukuthi basinikile ulazi olufana nalolo ngemva kokuthi mina ngikongvuthu eVictoria Falls lapho okuke kwaba labantwana abazili abatholakale sibefile besele emanzini abantwana ababili abanamayele eminyaka engaphezu kwe-5 nje kancane abantwana besikolo bathi bahambe besiyadlala bafika endaweni lapho kade kula manzi khona kule bhoti khona lapho bawela bonke abantwana labana bancwabile evikini eliphelileyo nge-Thursday bonke abantwana labo bafa ngenxa yengozi zamanzi ezezikhona enye into ekhona ukuthi noma ungaze siluthole lolu lwazi lokuthi kuzabe kusina njani ezulu sinendlela eziningi ezibangela ukuthi sithole ubunzima okunjengokuthi ama-bridges kathesi kungenzeka yini ukuthi abantwana bahlale emaviki amabili amathathu bengayo esikolo ngenxa yokuthi kulezi yindawo ezile mifula evalayo ukuthi abantwana bazingene babe ezikoleni ngenxa yomifula engela ma-bridges. So ngibese hamba futhi ukuthini kathesi lifuna kanje izulu sile nkinga ekhona eyokuthi izulu lifuna kanje ama-fertilizer. Ihulumende njengokuthi eyayithembisile ukuthi izanika abantu abadala lezigoga lezintandane ukuthi izanika esithi ama-vulnerable people ukuthi izabanika i-fertilizer. But i-fertilizer yakhona isikhona yabuya sengathiwa kulenye indlela yokuthi eyayisiphiwa ngenye indlela ukuthi kwaze kwaba sebusuku abantu benikana i-fertilizer ukuthi kwasekulenye indlela yokunikana ngendlela engasiyo ngoba kwagcina sekusala abantu abadala abanye bengayithelanga le fertilizer.
So-ke nxa
siyaphambilizinkulesihupho ezilimeni ezingozini izenezo ezikhona ngamanzi nalapho ezulu elina kakhulu.
Ye, so-ke manje nxa ungumnumzana umoya unjalo ubona zani wena ungakunqabela njani konke khonokho akulanye indlela?
Indlela ekhona ukuthi abantu babe ngathola izinto zokulimisa esingathi ama-fertilizer lenhlanyelo ukuthi lesikhathi isikhathi sesekhona benele ukuthi abantu bayiphela silanga bakwani ukuthi bafake o-fertilizer bethoba kade bengathola isivuno esingcono. Then ezindabeni zengozi ma singathola i-service delivery abantu bamsele imigwaqo eqondileyo elama-bridge ezakwenza ukuthi ama-bridge angikhona ama-bridge lana ayenza ukuthi abantu bahambe phezulu aye ama-bridge ukuthi abantwana ngabazakumntwana noma ehamba yedwa ngake usala umgadi ngaso sonke isikhathi bayehamba yedwa nje angavela athi azama amanzi asamthaka. So imali singathole ezakhiwo ezinje ama-bridge nezifolo ama-classroom aqondile ukuthi abantwana bazithondela kuse phakathi.
Awuboni-ke mfokamoyo uyazi uyishaya emnandi kakhulu uyenelisa yini ukuthi ungene ku-WhatsApp usithathele ama-videos 1 or 2 usithathelele ama-pikitsha ukuthi kuhamba njani khona ngapho kuze sibone ukuthi izulu lime njani sibone lokuthi izilimo ama-crops la ame njani uyenelisa ukwenza khonokho?
Ngiyenelisa ukwenza njengoba
kodwa ngiyakwenza. Ye, so nizakuthumezela i-WhatsApp number yethu kuze usithumezele khonokho baba.
Ngiyabonga
lana. Yes, sibongele kakhulu-ke Given Moyo khona ngapho-ke kuomvuthu e-Victoria Falls. So that was Mr. Given Moyo. He's in Victoria Falls. He says there are a lot of problems that are associated with this water issue. So he says, unfortunately, 2 kids actually drowned last week and they were buried on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And he says, at the end of the day, there's a crisis when it comes to crossing rivers.
Mm-hmm.
He says the bridges are very low and kids all the time need to be, you know, monitored, and at the end of the day that doesn't work, especially when kids have to go to school. So he's proposing that the government should actually construct better kind of bridges so that everything is tackled very well. So he says rains do not even bring these kind of problems faced with, according to, you know, what has to happen, like flooding and all those kind of things. He says whenever there's fertilizer, there's a problem. Because that fertilizer goes to waste. And so he says, at the end of the day, there's need to manage well all those kind of things. Otherwise, things are not working well in Zimbabwe. So basically, you are saying, you know, there's need for better service delivery in Zimbabwe.
Regati tatenda ni mumtereri timboinde kuna va kumalo. Va kumalo, mkoma Simba moyo. Mkoma Simba, tichitarisa nyaya ye dambudzi kweri remvura. Takanzwa kuti zviborani zvekumbare nekusaningdeo zvakanzi hazvina kuchena zvine utachiwana hwetyphoid nekudaro ngazvivharwe kuri kuendeswa mvura here ikoko nekanzuro vanhu vanenge vaakunwa imanje
iroro idambudziko ratingangoti rangogara riripo zvibhorani izvi patova nemakore zvataurwa kunzi zvibhorani zvemuharare zvizhinji zvachona ndonge vanotoita zvemastatiti vataura kuti 90% yezvibhorani zvemuharare tichanyatsa vana mbare ivava vari kutaurwa hazvina mvura yakachena nenyaya yekuti muharare mune dambudziko rekuti munogara muchiputika mvura yakasviba mvura yemasezia saka painopinda pasi inonosvika ichisangana nemvura yatinotora taakushandisa chiti mvura yemuchibhorani saka idambudziko ratingangoti ratove nenguva risiri kugadziriswa vanoongorora mvura iyi patova nenguva vachiongorora vachitaura kuti mvura iyi haina kuchena guta reHarare harikwanisi kuendesa mvura kunzvimbo dzakaita senambare nekunzvimbo ikoko kunenge kuchitonetsa mvura nokuti havangokwanisa havatorina kapasiti yekuita zvinhu zvakadaro kune nzvimbo dzakawanda izeni kunana tafara mabhuku vatove nemakore anotopfuura mashanu vachigara vasina mvura vachiwana mvura vachiita mvura yekuchera matsime saka ringori dambudziko reguta reHarare rayagara rinayo rokusakwanisa kupa vanhu vave vese mvura mazuva ese mvura yavanokwana mazuva ese saka idambudziko ratagara tingori naro tiuperi mushishiro tono tingaita sei kuti svike kumagumo kwedambudziko iri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ramba henyu uri parunhare regai tiende kuna vapasi mumwe muteereri wedu makadii
ndiripo hangu makadii henyu
aiwa tiripo muri kupi
tiripo nyaya iripo yenyaya yezimbabwe ka haichamboda kutarisa kuti kumvura here kana kuti kupi kana kuti kupi chinhu chaamuzimbabwe ndizvo zvese hapasisina kana chinhu chiri raiti nekuti iye zvine zvikatarisa even mabhondi notsowawa kubudisa ka tatodzokera pamabheira cheks ataatichito aya ekuti ukataura ukabata $200 unenge watozadza bara saka iye zvinoizvi chese chiri muno zimbabwe kuti munyatsoziva mutauriro wenyika nyika yese inzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei hapachishumbori right marodzi hakusisina iye zvinezvi dzimba zvedu dzazatengeswa nemacancelors kumadet collectors zvinhu zvese munoma hazvina kana mutemo kana kuti chi munoziva sei ndataura izvozvi ndinowanzo kusvika kuma10 saka ndinowanzo kunonoka kusvika maakuda kupedza asi ndinowanzo kuda kucontributa kuti ndikutaurirewo zviri kuitika saka kungoti chete dambudziko rangu ndinondosvika mumba ndatinonokei hamuna kana chinhu chiri raiti kana one muzimbabwe hakuna makadii henyu
aiwa tiripo saka pogadziriswa sei dambudziko racho vapasi taakuruketa chirongwaf
kana nani wana chuma wavari kunyepa because wanodya whoever ari kutaura ari on the sides of ZANU-PF nekuti wari kuba wari kuwana nzira yekuba nayo and ndicho chokwadi chai chacho zimbabwe yaparara vakuru vangu mukauya nhasi munotoshamisika kuti kondiyo zimbabwe yataiziva here nekuti nhasi unoyo mukatarisa ka munoona kuti nhasi unoyo dzimba dzakavakwa 1979 dzakavakwa 60 something ndo dzingoripo but izvezvi munongonzwa kanzuro ringochema kuti hatina mari ko dzavavaka ndedzipi dzazoita kuti mari ikwire kana kuti chii handiti location rovaka rimwe location saka hapana kana chinhu chiri right muno muzimbabwe kutaurana chokwadi maita henyu
tinotenda zvikuru vapasi you heard from Mr. Pasi saying everything
hapamborina shuwa maita henyu mukomani blessing
tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Pasi saying everything that can go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe. The country is in the wrong direction. Gibbs.
Yes, mnumzana ke unkosi lapha ke osecingweni manje isikhathi sesihambile. Eh baba unkosi pho ukuthi njengamafitshane uli papa futhi nyaxolisa. Eh champi jana.
Uthi mina Gibbs.
Yey champi jana ngoba isikhathi do.
Oh zwana dube asoze ngikhulume ngendaba yamazi ngicela inamba kamama lona owakhuluma ngeWednesday ngendaba yo UK course on time for Africa futhi lonta indawo yokufunda.
Ah all right ah manje uchayile manje wena eh
izaze yona glue hanjo
yeah yeah so ukangela izulu phela ungachaya umbani khona
all right mngana
okay mfethu all right thanks yeah
Fortunately, we have run out of time and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening. We had from Bulawayo Councillor Lillian Mulilo, from Harare, we had the chairperson of the Combined Arar Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mm-hmm. And from Chitungwiza, we had also the director of the Chitungwiza Residents Trust, Mr. Marvelous Kumalo. We want to thank our callers, our viewers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend, Zimbabwe.